I've been given a task to say a word today on behalf of Pastor Burke. But he gave me the word, he gave me the topic on baptism. So I saw the Bible verse today. It doesn't match, but it matches. But I think I'm going to read Matthew chapter 3 from 13 to 17. Please bear with me. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him anything. I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And there is a scripture today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, be with us today. As we are about to hear your word, we ask your Holy Spirit to open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears so that we may hear you and do your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'll begin with a story. In the 5th century, when St. Patrick baptized King Agus by full immersion, during the baptismal ceremony, so the story goes, as St. Patrick leaned on by a sharp-pointed staff and eventually stabbed the king's foot. After the baptism was over, St. Patrick looked down at all the blood, realized what he'd done, and begged the king for forgiveness. Why did you suffer this pain in silence? St. Patrick asked. The king replied, I thought it was part of the ritual. There'd be more truth than that when they meet their eyes with the king. This morning gospel reading is all about the baptism of Jesus Christ. And this is one of the events that all three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, describe as somewhat obviously an event that early churches saw as for the importance. The story is well known. John the Baptist has been summoning all the people everywhere to repent, and Jesus among them respond by being baptized. But have we ever wondered why Jesus needed to be baptized? Does Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, need to repent? Well, before I'm accused of hearsay, let me say no, I don't think Jesus needed to be baptized. But I think the Bible gives us a clue why Jesus was baptized. John the Baptist at first refused to baptize him because John felt unworthy. And I believe there's three reasons that Jesus was baptized. The first reason is that it was a sign of his complete dedication to the following the will of God. For everyone else who came to John for baptism required a change of direction, hence called for them to repent of their old ways and turn to God's way of life. But for Jesus' baptism, it was simply a public declaration of his love of God the Father and his following the will of God in his life. And we recall Jesus' words in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he knew that he was going to die on the cross, he prayed, Father, if you are willing to take this cup from me, yet not my will but yours be done. Luke 22:42. I think it is important for us to understand. It is the will of the God for us to be the mouth of God, to the mouthpiece of God to the world. And we have no right, but only have God's right to do his work. But Jesus was baptized more than that. The second reason is that it was announced the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. Both John the Baptist and God the Father both confirmed Jesus' unique calling publicly. Jesus' baptism was a consecration for ministry. And perhaps remember the story of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Then the cloud appeared and enveloped them. And a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son, who I loved. Listen to him." The third reason is that it was the example for you and for me. Jesus taught his disciples and baptized, and he's giving them a lead. His baptism was an example that we follow his footsteps. The Great Commission on Matthew chapter 20, verse 19. "Go therefore and make disciples all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." I think that's the three reasons. It's for you and I to want to witness, and it's for you and I to follow his footsteps. To conclude my sermon today, the word, "This is my son, whom I loved him and I'm well pleased." And I think that is the nugget that we all do to apply in our lives. And it reminds me of a story of Jonathan Goforth from 1859 to 1936, the great Canadian missionary in China. And here's a story that I would like to end my sermon today. Jonathan's father put him in charge on a family farm at age 15. He drew special attention to one a very large field which had become choked with weeds. His father told Jonathan, "Get that field clear and ready for planting. At harvest time, I will return and inspect it." Jonathan put a lot of time of plowing and replowing, sunning the deadly roots, and plowing again until the whole field was ready for seeding. And then went and procured the best seeds sowing. When all was finished, Jonathan invited his father over to inspect the field. When his father arrived, Jonathan led him to a high spot from which the whole field of beautiful waving corn can be seen. Jonathan didn't say a word. He only waited for the coveted words, "Well done." His father stood under several minutes silently examining the field for any sign of weeds, but there were none. Turning to his son and a smile. "The smile was all the reward I wanted," Goforth used to say. "I knew my father was pleased. So it will be for we are faithful to the trust our Heavenly Father to give us the same smile." And that is my message today. Praise be to God.